Among the more silly items of action in this Texas legislative session is the clamoring for and getting a criminal investigation into some mass mailing letters supporting school choice. According to the American Statesman, Texans for Educational Opportunity, the powerful organization behind the school choice push, was mentioned in Hinojosa's letter to the district attorney's office, the group's lawyer told prosecutors. According to the attorney, a digital media firm created an option on the organization's website that allowed people to enter their contact information and request that a letter supporting school choice be mailed on their behalf to their legislators. At this juncture, we have the utmost confidence in the propriety of our clients' advocacy activities, the organization's attorney Ross Fisher told the district attorney's office. According to a Texas Tribune report, the mass mailing letters, commonplace in a legislative session, show to be sent by constituents with names and addresses at the bottom of the letters. But some of those people apparently have said they didn't write or send them. Some of the purported letter writers are dead, according to the Texas Tribune. It's bad enough that former State Rep Rick Hardcastle and others are making a big deal of this, given that it's hardly uncommon, but it is hilarious that State Rep Gina Hinojosa, an Austin Democrat, asked the Travis County DA to investigate. Democrats have always exhibited such a high level of tolerance for dead people participating in the political process. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.